First tonight, there's still no definitive picture of what happened at the detention centre on Manus Island over the last couple of days, despite statements from the Immigration Minister Scott Morrison. Journalists and even the local Papua New Guinea MP are having extreme difficulty getting close enough to form first-hand accounts. Mr. Morrison has confirmed that one asylum seeker is dead, another is in a critical condition, and 13 are being treated for serious injuries. 77 asylum seekers were injured in all. The man who died had a head injury. One of the seriously injured asylum seekers was shot in the buttock. The local MP for Manus Island says he suspects that the shot that injured that detainee came from a member of the PNG Mobile Squad, the country's riot and anti-terrorist agency. He gives no credence to allegations on AM this morning that locals broke into the detention centre and injured detainees, but he does blame the detention centre management for the riot. Mr. Knight is angry with them and angry with Australia. David Mark asked him what he knew about how the death and the shooting occurred.
Well, the only people that can do the shooting on that place would be either PNG Defence Force or the the Mobile Squad. PNG Defence Force have all their arms locked up in an armoury which is controlled by from Port Moresby. It is open from Port Moresby. There's no way for them to have arms freely around. So I'd probably be the Mobile Squad and... Obviously, they had to put down an uprising very quickly, and that's what they're trained to do. They're not trained to hold people's hands.
You said this riot was put down hard, and you suggest it might have been by the mobile force, the riot squad. Have you spoken to any members of that squad about what might have happened?
No, it's just a feeling that I have, and it's just conjecture.
Who commands them? Who do they answer to?
Oh, they answer to the police commissioner, and I guess Chief West and the immigration officials out of the base. They're the ones who brought them in.
What efforts have you made to try and get information about what happened last night?
Well, it started on Sunday afternoon. It wasn't last night. And yesterday I was trying to get them to send my executive officer there. He was turned back at the gate to Lombrum by an expatriate G4S officer who had total no respect for the people of Manus or for this office. All we wanted was information. And if he had, you know, given us contact to one of the guys in charge of G4S and they'd let us know some information, maybe we could have helped with government intervention. Maybe I could have got the Prime Minister to act sometime yesterday and maybe nothing would have happened last night.
Have you received any information from the Australian government? Have you received a briefing from the Office of the Immigration Minister?
I have an internet thing here which one of my boys printed out from the on Scott Morrison, which he sent me, his statement on the further incident Manus Island OPC. But apart from that, no, I have not received any information from them at all.
Would you expect to receive information?
I expect I should be the first person to receive information. If they're going to be restricting the base willy-nilly at their own risk and then they're not welcome in Lorengau town, they can come from the airport, go straight to the base and then can go back to the airport and go back to Australia as far as I'm concerned. If we're not welcome on the base, they will be welcome in the town. You know, you have to have some respect for the leadership of this province. We're not second-class citizens in our own land.
It sounds like you're making a threat, are you?
Well, it's not really a threat. What I'm saying is that is what we can do if we decide to do that. The base is a PNG Defence Force base. The processing centre is inside that base. They should be looking after the processing centre, and they have no control over the base, so they've superseded the authority of the PNG Defence Force.
These are the contractors?
Where they get their, yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you want to be stupid and you want to give us problems, you want to be arrogant, we can be arrogant too. It's not a problem. I'm not going to say that I'm going to do that. I'm just saying that we could do the same thing.
Mr. Knight, allegations were raised on Australian radio today that PNG police officers and locals actually broke into the detention centre, that they were armed with machetes and rocks and that they moved from compound to compound. What do you make of that allegation?
Well, I think that defeats the purpose, and I think it's stupid. The only reason that they would get injured was when they were outside of the compound trying to do something silly. Nobody in their right mind would break into a compound with a bunch of people there.
The refugee advocate, Ian Rintoul, who spoke to the AM program this morning, says he's spoken to about half a dozen eyewitnesses on Manus Island who claim that it was the locals and police who actually broke into the detention centre. Have you got any information to suggest that that might have taken place?
No, I do not. As I said, my representatives were turned away at the gate. how can we expect to provide information to you when we don't know what's going on in our own base?
So you can't refute that allegation?
Well, he's not there. I'm not there. We're listening to what people are telling us. So in the next few days, we should know the truth. It's, as I said, the incident has already happened. Let blame fall as it may. I'm not defending anybody. If our people are involved, then they have to be charged for being involved. If other people are involved, they have to be charged for being involved. But blame has to lay squarely on the management for what has happened.
We now know that one detainee has died. Will the death have any impact on the future of the detention centre?
You'd probably be better asking Mr. Morrison that. I'm a PNG politician, not an Australian politician.
The MP for Manus Island, Ronnie Knight, speaking to David Mark. PM has obtained two messages left on the answering machine of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. The centre claims the phone calls were made from asylum seekers who locked themselves into a phone and internet room in the Manus Island Detention Centre. In it, the asylum seekers claim they were beaten by members of the G4S Security Service, contracted by the Australian government at the centre. They also say they were subsequently attacked by locals with rocks and what they call swords, possibly machetes. We cannot independently verify these calls. This is an edited excerpt from them, and we apologise in advance for the audio quality.
PNG guys, they attacked us. First they switched off the electricity, and then they attacked us with stones, and they are still killing. I don't know until now if they killed many of us or the injured one of us, but it's obvious that everyone is bleeding.
Finally, some of PNG G4S staff decided to beat the clients or transferees of asylum seekers, and then maybe above 50 people were injured. Local people attacked us while we were inside the container, stones, took swords, and used whatever it takes to beat us.
Excerpts from two different phone calls received by the Asylum Centre Resource Centre, the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre last night. And as I say, the audio quality was difficult there.